Ladies and gentlemen,
I want to invite you tonight to come with me on a very interesting journey. Let's look a little more closely and see just what is in this
tape that I listen to over and over again as entertainment.
Brought to you in part by
Senor El Fucking
Satire.
I warn you of him.
He must be killed immediately.
But first, we're going to have a little fun tonight, folks, with
dicks, pussies, and assholes.
And I will make you laugh.
You ready?
Yes, I know you're ready. Just be quiet for a minute.
Let's do it.
That was the beginning.
Have you ever wondered if wishes really do come true?
No! What do you wish?
I wish I could slice open your head, no matter where you are, one at a time.
May all of your wishes come true, sweet princess.
Within minutes, the boy would die.
But first, this word from Crest Toothpaste.
Thank you, sir.
And now, girls and boys,
let's get obnoxious with it.
Here's what's happening in the opening of this.
Butthole.
A kind of a rhythmic expulsion of air that's involuntary.
Check my shit.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Among the things of beauty in our wonderful world, few offer more pleasure than
this bear claw necklace.
I don't see that at all.
What do you see?
What I'm seeing in Care Bears, it's almost like they're setting up their own religion.
Well, it's direct link to the occult and pagan religion again.
Every cult and occult group
will be ready, and they will be expecting you.
So glad you could join us.
Wow! I must be dreaming.
I take her by the hand, I kiss her, and I show her through our dream.
What about a woman showing up naked in a public place?
Pick them up.
What about tampons?
Eat them up.
What about Debbie?
Hey, this is Debbie Gibson.
She is a good big girl and would make a wonderful
whore.
In order to fully enjoy your llama friends, it's useful and fun to understand their
prostitution.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I can't talk about that, he said.
Why not?
Because I'm hard.
And it's getting even harder.
It's harder than it looks.
He reached down for the bowl.
Don't touch it.
Our record's like really dirty.
This recording was made to enable you to enjoy
homosexuality, dope, immorality in general,
and some coloring books,
which we also hope you will enjoy.
Other people may not enjoy it.
Well, I won't do it anymore. And when I do, it goes away for a while.
What?
I bought a lot of underwear for my boys.
Very funny. Very, very funny.
I don't think it's so funny, Oscar.
But the next moment, a shimmering shape appears in Oscar Goldman's office.
This is Harry Armas. Welcome aboard.
Here's gorgeous, glamorous, exotic
ponies and carts and cowboys and
empty buckets of glue.
I've been thinking about that, Oscar.
Using the most obscene language possible while he masturbates.
Oscar, what are you doing?
Jerking off again.
I don't think that's a good idea, Oscar.
I have a better idea.
A double suicide is a great practical joke.
Oscar, that's sort of a childish prank, isn't it?
They're both dead.
These last few suicides have been fairly tame by comparison.
Hi, I'm Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas.
He fell dead.
A spine-tingling, nail-biting thriller.
My testicles.
Held by the clown.
Spills, thrills, and chills Monday.
But on Monday morning,
his eyes got watery.
Urine gets absorbed deep into the
eyes, lips,
because my face is wet all the time.
Its color is golden yellow.
The eyes.
I'm not gonna wet my bed.
What can I do to prevent
pissing in the bed?
You can cut
your dick off.
And then
send your bed on fire with a lit cigarette.
Good idea.
Do you have any idea what to do next?
The idea is to keep the green alien landing craft from taking your humans from the ground and changing them into mutants.
Why do you think that is?
A mutant is very dangerous to you.
It's also quite dangerous to rush around in circles as well.
My arms are so tired I couldn't even
masturbate for 7 hours.
4.5 hours later, he was in an almost catatonic state.
And what was that?
Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through.
Just a tingling sensation in the tip of my penis.
Keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
And I will concentrate on putting my mind into
the jar of
pickled pig's feet.
Pigs are filthy animals.
I don't eat filthy animals.
What'd you have to eat last night?
Human feces.
Okay.
All right, stop it.
That silly thing nearly scared me half to death.
We gotta go.